I had to learn how to read last week.
To watch Tiger Mask?
Yep. Double Dad, Anime Stash. I do, because Tiger Mask is a real person.
Well, that's literally King from Tekken.
No, Tiger Mask came first.
Tiger Mask did not come first.
Yes, he did.
What the year anime did Tiger Mask come out?
The original one is really old.
Well, this says Tiger Mask W. All right.
Yeah, Tiger Mask W is new.
We're going to figure this out real quick.
The original Satoru Sayama, the original Tiger Mask, debuted in 1976.
Okay. But what? That sounds right. Tekken probably came out, what, 75?
I don't think so.
Hey, kiddos. Welcome to Dad's Anime Stash. I know what you're thinking. You're like, oh, they're going to review Tiger Mask tonight. Nope. That's why they're talking about Tiger Mask. But you're fucking wrong again, you idiots. We are reviewing Grimgar of Fantasy and Ash.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out the exact title for like a week.
You might as well call it fucking Gossip Girl, because you know with a title like that, it's going to be teen drama.
The original Tiger Mask run was 69 to 71.
Okay. But what about actual Tiger Mask, the wrestler?
He was 676 or whatever. Whatever I said earlier.
So right here, the wrestler is from the 80s.
Yeah, in the early 1980s.
It's from the 1968 manga series. Ooh.
Yeah, I think that got Pong beat.
Right. Well, the thing is, Tekken has time travel. So for all we know, yeah, Tekken came true. First. Someone came to the future and saw
it
King.
It is a bad story. You're
they
right.
saw King. It probably they does saw, have as far as... Does it have time travel?
I don't know. So man, I'm looking at the Tekken. I'm looking at the Tekken 8 website, right? Why is there a Viking?
There isn't Tekken 8 yet.
Why is there a Viking?
That's your complaint? That there's a Viking?
I'm just confused. I mean, I shouldn't be. I understand that. But I am. I mean, what's his name exists? The guy that travels between Soul Calibur and Tekken. The weird... Is he a lizard alien guy with the sword?
Yoshimitsu?
Yeah, Yoshimitsu.
He's an alien.
Is he really?
Okay. Yeah. But he's based on Japanese lore.
Okay, I believe it. I mean, he's weird. Yeah.
Well, he's an alien. He's based on, you know, that old Japanese alien thing that I... Listen, I don't know enough about Yoshimitsu to get into
it. I believe it.
To me, the weirdest character is Nina Williams.
Why?
She is an assassin who shoots people. And you'd think that would be... Not allowed in a fighting tournament, but
I mean, does she ever kill anybody with the bullets?
I guess not. Just uses blanks, I guess. She's not pulling the old I was Alec thinking Baldwin.
I was thinking of that other game, Dead or Alive. I think
Dead or Alive is definitely different.
Yeah, I know. But I was thinking of the Russian dude from Dead or Alive. I was about to say his name, but I don't think he's in Tekken since he's in Dead or Alive.
What Russian dude in Dead or Alive?
I forget his name.
I mean, I definitely don't know enough about Dead or Alive to know which Russian. Bayman?
Yeah, Bayman. Yep.
I don't know. I know the Ninja Gaiden is in it.
Yeah. Ryu
Hayabusa.
Hayabusa.
Hayabusa. Okay. So you definitely know more about Dead or Alive than me, which makes sense because it's all based on jiggle physics.
Yeah. I mean, hey, at least they make juggling make sense to me. Like, it's just an excuse for them to make their boobies bounce.
Yeah, but in Tekken,
it's just a stupid
show. No, it's not stupid.
I hope
Street Fighter VI gets delayed indefinitely.
I hope it doesn't. I really don't.
Just because of you.
Man, I'm gonna love Street Fighter VI.
I hope they cancel it and make another Street Fighter X Tekken.
Oh, I would love that. I actually really liked the tag or whatever it was. Or I used to play that all the time.
The Street Fighter versus Tekken game?
Mm-hmm.
I never played it.
It was pretty good.
I was waiting for Street Fighter versus Mortal Kombat.
I'm just glad it wasn't 3D. If it was 3D, I would have hated it.
3D would have been better, we all agree.
No! So bad. Because you can't walk around freely. Like, I hate having to double tap just to move like a half of a centimeter, and it never helps.
So don't do it.
Exactly. So why make it 3D?
Most people don't do it. And you act like Tekken's all about juggling. It's all about throws.
And then juggling. Throwing into a juggle.
No, you throw into a slide and then keep them on the ground, just punching downward.
That's even worse.
Just keep punching them into the foot so they can't get up.
At least in Street Fighter, you know why you're getting beat.
Yeah, because someone picked Akuma.
Oh, no, Akuma's not that bad.
Akuma's not that bad anymore, but it's not a very timely joke. I'll give you that. Yeah, but it was a good joke while it lasted. No,
but the joke that always will survive is when people pick Ryu.
Why?
Because he's so fucking, oh my God.
Because he's lame?
Because you can just be prepared for Hadouken, 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 Hadouken.
What about Guile?
You jumped over all the Hadoukens. Oh, sure you can. Yeah, but Guile is a charge character. It's actually hard to play as Guile. Whereas...
Just keep Sonic booming.
Yeah, it's actually hard to do that, though. Nah. Yes, it is.
I'll be honest, I haven't played Street Fighter since 3, so I don't care as much.
You missed 4? 4 was really good.
I was playing Tekken 5 at the time. That's how you know it's better.
I guess. I'm pretty sure there's been more Street Fighters, though.
I'm pretty sure there's been more Street Fighter 2s than there have been
exactly
Tetris than Tetris.
No, that's not true, because Tetris comes out with a new game every 30 minutes, right?
I don't think they do. When's the last time you saw a new Tetris game?
Tetris Effect.
When did that come out?
After Street Fighter 5.
When did Street Fighter 5 come out?
I don't know. I'm pulling this out of my ass.
Listen, there's been a new game since Tetris Effect, but Tetris Effect is a good game.
Is it?
It is, man. You should try playing it in VR.
I could get it in VR. I have it on PlayStation 5. I played it a couple times.
That's good. In VR, it's got that relaxing beat on your head to make you fall asleep while you're trying to play it.
Well,
that's how they get you.
And then they're making money off of watch time, like Netflix.
Maybe.
So they make you fall asleep on it, and it's still playing, and they're continually making money off you.
Well, you know how a lot of games artificially inflate their playtime with side quests?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tetris did it a different way. Just making you fall asleep.
Like, that's 19 genius.
Hours playtime. That's good.
Grimgar, anyway, Fantasy of Ashes would do that.
You were talking about Grimgar, a Fantasy and Ash. You were saying you were happy that we got to watch an isekai, because there aren't a lot of those.
I'm not sure. Is it an isekai? Or do they just have amnesia?
Well, they definitely have amnesia, and they definitely came from the real world. So I'm wondering if they're dead.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I'm sure. So it's based off a series of a bunch of light novels, right?
Yeah, it's like 18 of them.
Yeah, and I'm sure they didn't cover everything.
Oh, no, they didn't. They, from what Ash just finished telling me, was it was all just a promo. Like, that's all they want. They did this for, like, they didn't. They just wanted to promote the light novel, which makes sense. And I'm not gonna lie, it did its job really well. I actually was like, I would read this, but I'm not gonna read this.
Do you know Japanese?
No. I'm sure you could find it in dubbed.
Translated?
Dubbed. Everything's dubbed.
That's what you call it?
I call it dubbed writing.
It's a weird way to do it. But that's... They're either in a video game or they're dead. I don't care either way, but the thing about them being dead is like when the guy dies, can you die after you're dead? Maybe. They died in Lost and they were dead or something, right? I didn't really watch Lost.
They were dead. They were in Purgatory.
They were in Purgatory. I watched
like 6 seasons of Lost and I never got to the actual end. And then Netflix took it off, so I never got to finish.
Oh, just pirate it illegally.
That's a lot of work.
I don't think it's that much work. Just probably Google it and it'll pop up.
Oh, what happens to Mogazoo?
Who's Mogazoo?
The thank you dude.
Oh, yeah. I hate that guy. I don't like any of the characters.
I like Ronto.
Ronto's the jerk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. You always like the jerks. I liked Mary. Because she just...
Oh, he dies.
Deal with her crap.
He dies in a shitty way.
How's he die?
Exhaustion.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. Whatever, yeah, I guess.
Like, that's what it says. I don't know if he died in a fight.
Are you still cooking something?
Or if he just kills over, but it says...
Come on.
In the wiki, it's he somewhat remembers doing this before and find it Mogazo is eventually killed by exhaustion.
Is exhaustion a bad guy? Is exhaustion the name of a secret bad guy that we don't know about yet?
I don't know. I kind of want to read it now to find out.
There's our guy.
Yeah, sorry. I don't think it's food poisoning, but that barbecue did not sit well.
So
we just found out something critical.
I had said that you were late because you were eating barbecue, you know, to make it seem cooler.
Nope.
But yeah.
No, not as cool. It was cool like 3 hours ago. It's a new
was it good?
It was good. It's a new Mongolian barbecue place that opened up in town. So it was like pretty cheap too. Like well, like not like that cheap. It was still $20. It wasn't like that cheap.
It was $2.
Hey, like, look, you turned down $2 sushi from the local gas station and tell me that was a smart
decision. I don't, but I also make sure to be like, well, I know that's why.
Yeah, no, it wasn't like that cheap. It was like $20, okay. Like for the stuff and like good quality meat and stuff.
Good quality meat.
It tasted good. I just apparently, I don't know if it's
the
sauce. That's what
I give the ladies.
I did a lot of like spicy sauces because like I like spicy food and I'm thinking just maybe the mixture isn't sitting well.
We don't need to.
Do they have pets roaming around outside the streets?
A few, but I kind of ignored it.
We don't need to start that. We were in a deep discussion about
Mogazoo dying of exhaustion.
Grimgar of Fantasy and Ash. That's what we watched, right?
Yeah.
I did. I finished it.
You watched all of it.
I did watch all of it. And Sai will be happy. I'm also finishing The Witch
of Mercury.
Witch of Mercury. I'm like halfway through.
The Witch of Mercury. What's that?
It's a Gundam show.
Shit.
Yeah, it's like.
Is there a witch in it?
Yes.
Kind of.
Technically.
Yeah. Technically.
Use magic?
No.
Like a magic witch, or like one of those lame people you work with. It's like, I'm a witch.
A little bit of both.
Yeah. A mixture of both. Like a technology witch.
A technology witch. What does that mean? Like a
hacker? Don't know. We only got like halfway through.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
There's only half of the season. We'll
Yeah.
We'll tell you at the end of next season.
Yeah. So I'm almost done. So I'll be good for Saturday. So
it might be Sunday, Saturday or Sunday. Right, well, we're trying to nail down the time.
But I finished Grimgar. I already
finished it.
I already did confirm there is no season two, nor will there be a season two.
As I was telling Sai, yeah, you said Ash earlier. As I was telling Sai earlier, this whole season was just promo for the books, the 19 light novels. Ash told Sai that.
So I was at Barnes & Noble yesterday just to see kind of like.
Just to get coffee?
Yeah. Also that. No, not at our Barnes & Noble because they have a Starbucks and I hate their coffee.
Just take a dump.
Yeah.
Just go to sleep on the couches.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No, I went to go see if they had the second omnibus for Air Gear, because it's like impossible to find online. But I've seen it at Barnes & Noble before. So every few weeks, I'll just like go and see if they've got it.
Dang, you want that omnibus bad.
It's the only way to like remotely read it these days. Yeah, but I want like the physical copy. But yeah, anyways, I found a new manga to start reading.
Was it Grimgar?
No, it wasn't. They did have like issue one of Grimgar.
The novel or the manga?
The manga. I didn't see anything for the novels. I looked, but they didn't have anything.
There's a manga? I thought it was only light novels.
Yeah, it's a manga too.
So there's light novels, and then the manga petered out pretty quick.
Yeah, I think there's like, I don't know when the light novel ends, but
the light novel is still going.
Okay.
The manga gave up after three chapters. But then again, maybe the manga was everything's just to try to get you to read these novels. I probably won't.
Yeah. I won't, but if I like and had time to do it, I probably would consider it.
If I found it. Yeah, like if I like went to a place and someone was like, here's a few of the novels, so I'd be like, all right, I'm already here and you have it, so you know why not?
Because I only read one manga. Do you know what that is?
Epo.
No.
Digimon.
No. It's Dragon Ball Super. Obviously.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I knew that.
That would have been a good guess.
I knew. He's talked about it. He sent pictures of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I might have to read the chats because we talk about Digimon too much.
I'm slightly keeping up with them now. At least I'm trying to.
Nothing important happened.
Well, I wouldn't check up after Sunday when Digimon comes back. Well, it's gonna be all Digimon all the time.
I'll be back on Monday.
Oh, Digimon.
Did you guys talk about anything in particular so far in the show?
We talked about stuff that happens after the show. We had said that it's an isekai. Sai said it might not be an isekai. And then we're juggling the theory that they're dead.
That this is like purgatory or something? Yeah.
Like in Lost, which is a show that Sai watched.
Yep. I was really into Lost, and then this was like before DVRs were a thing, when like Lost was early on.
Interest.
I did, because I got too far behind, and then I heard how the ending was, and I was like, I'm really glad I stopped watching.
It was a pretty good show, though.
Except for the ending.
Not everything, well, most things don't end well. Realistically, you probably need to wrap things up in 4 years. You probably need to.
Oh, it was way longer than 4 years.
Eight
seasons?
Unless it's a game show or a show about rehabbing restaurants, you probably need to wrap it up within 4 seasons.
Or a show about kids going into another world to catch buddy friends and making those buddy friends fight
people. Well, you got to think, Sai. They wrapped up Digimon in 2 seasons, and now they wrap it up every season.
Fair.
Have they wrapped up? Ghost Game?
No. Ghost Game's on hiatus. It starts again on Sunday, but they're finally in the digital world. And they fought Kawagamon.
Got it.
It's like, geez, man, you should have done that years ago.
I could buy the Purgatory thing for Grimgar, though. I'm guessing if you guys, I don't know if this is how you guys thought, everyone in there essentially came from Earth. Is that
I don't know.
Is that kind of the vibe? I got that vibe because it seems like they kept hinting at like none of them remembered anything.
I know that the first, I assume the two parties, the Renji party and the Manito party, are for sure from Earth, I guess, is what I would say.
Yeah. Because
they got there at the same time.
Yeah. And also, I mean, again, maybe the light novels go into it more. Who knows? But it seems like I can't remember the name, but the lady that they
should have invited Gooby. She would.
The person that they first meet when they arrive that tells them, like, oh, you got to be trainees and all that kind of stuff. The one who runs.
The femboy?
Yeah. It seems like they know, because they didn't even question anything, which obviously means, and they say it later, they're not the first group of people to arrive, but, they clearly know what's going on, or at least where they're coming from.
They don't.
No, the femboy does.
Yeah, people there know what's going on.
Yeah, that person at least knows what's going on, to an extent.
Not necessarily, yeah. Maybe they just set that shit up because they got there and no one was there. All we have is 12 episodes to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. We're going to break this shit down like it's an unsolved mystery.
And we kind of know that there was at least a civilization before.
Yeah, because they say
the goblin buildings.
Yeah, and the mines. Yeah, there's abandoned cities from different pockets of humanity. And now they're this is the last pocket.
Yeah.
At least that's what they kind of say, is that this is the last little. I don't know.
To read it.
Yeah, I don't know what rates goblins reproduce at, but holy shit, is there a lot of goblins with the amount that they kill?
Meh. I mean, humans produce way faster, it seems like.
Well, yeah. I don't know
about the goblin hierarchy, how there are very few goblin women, so I don't think they produce that quick.
They have, litter.
Could have litters.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, it was. Yeah, that'd be the main reason I would read the light novels, is because there's just so many questions.
Yeah.
On the show.
I think it did a really good job of making you want, if you into it.
You're into it, yeah.
Yeah.
If you like it, you're like, this is good. But if you don't like it, you're like, I was reading some of the stuff because you guys know I do this because I'm always curious who are the weird cons. As I watched it on Crunchyroll, and a lot of the people's comments, even ones that saying that they liked it, was because I guess it came out at the same time as Overlord season 4 and a bunch of other.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you read the wikis. I was reading
it. No, yeah, yeah. Well, because people were saying, why it's not going to get renewed, because the studio said they didn't make enough money off of it to warrant a second season.
Well, then Ash lied to me.
Yeah. That's the article.
Lied to you.
Yeah, that's the article.
Ash definitely lied to me. A liar, yeah.
But it was a lot of...
in the title.
I know.
Well, yeah, a lot of the comments were people saying that, some people didn't like it because it was,
It's Ash Ketchum.
For an isekai, that's true. For an isekai, it was too real.
Maybe, do you think it would have been better if Ash Ketchum wasn't it?
Arguably, yeah.
Just shockingly stuck in their party, but being only himself.
But only if he gets killed.
And he's a beast tamer.
He can't live.
He's a beast tamer, yeah.
That would actually, we should just make that show.
Yeah,
there was some good.
And Seinfeld could be the paladin.
Why?
I don't know. Why not? I
suppose why not?
What
would Seinfeld be in terms of a D&D class?
Yeah.
Jester? Is that a D&D class?
Bard?
A bard.
Yeah. Bard, yeah. Comedians
would have to be bards. It's the closest thing.
There wasn't a bard in Grimgar, right? Did they say all the classes?
No,
I don't remember if they say all of them or not.
No, they didn't.
They
kind of go over the ones they pick and why.
Yeah, I gotta say, I didn't really like Death Knight a whole lot. It kind of seemed a little bit lame until he finally summoned his demon thing.
Yeah, I think that's
last episode.
Yeah,
I think that's because they were lame.
I really didn't I really didn't see what was so great about choosing that class. And they kept referencing a demon. I'm like, he's not really doing anything special. You just keep talking about a demon. And then second to last episode, he finally actually summons it for real.
Well, there was that episode when they were fighting the things where they kind of show that he had that blood art.
Yeah, but like, yeah, but in like, I don't know if you did you make it that far? At least you didn't finish.
Yeah, I made it to 11 and a half.
Oh, okay. Then yeah,
he was like, finishing when up when I interrupted him.
Yeah, when he summons it or whatever. And then I was like, okay, but I don't know. What do you guys think about those classes? There was like how they had to like pay to learn skills.
Makes sense.
I mean, that's nothing new.
Yeah, I mean,
not for an isekai. It is usually it's like I know all the powers and I'm a god.
That's I don't know. I like that's actually something I thought about when I was watching this. I was like, man, I see why the main characters are always special. Because it's kind of fucking boring when they're not.
Yeah, I can get that. I mean, like, this is a character-driven show, though. It's not really...
It's a teen drama, man. This is like a bad version of the OC.
No, this is a good version of the OC.
I don't know if you're insulting the OC or you're saying this is bad. I don't think this was bad. I don't want to put
Think it was bad.
Do you think the OC was bad?
I never watched the OC.
Oh,
I've seen bits and pieces of random stuff.
If you don't want to watch the OC, you guys could listen to that entire podcast I did about the OC called Portland CA.
Did you really?
It's no joke. That's how I got into podcasting.
Was it like a by episode review of?
It was the a OC? Commentary track.
Ah, okay.
Was it just you?
No. Was it me? Justin? It was me and my brother and another guy named Josh.
And
then we met this guy named Taylor who had an OC fan site. And now he's one of my best friends. So it's worth doing podcasts about the OC.
Okay. I mean,
I believe you.
I'll just listen to your old podcast about it and that'll give me what I need.
It's like 100 episodes and they're almost an hour long each. So that shouldn't take you that long to get through.
Probably not. And I would argue that's probably as long as the OC. I'm guessing each episode is like an hour. So yeah, I'd rather do that.
I think I'm going to finish reading, watching, listening to the Buffy podcast I was listening to.
You can wrap that
up. It's a side tangent, but there's a lot of old shows now doing podcasts about their show.
Side tangent.
Yeah, no, never. You guys ever watched Ned's Declassified back in the day?
On Nickelodeon TV, of course.
Nickelodeon. Yeah. Yeah, the one on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I know. Because
I was
about.
Like 20 when that came out.
Yeah, I was old too. I was still watching Power Rangers, say. Get out of here.
I mean, we still watch Power Rangers today.
Shut up. Yeah, I haven't watched since like Beast Wars, but that was like.
I mean, if we're gonna get off on a side tangent, we've got to do some of the Power Rangers coming up soon. So who's excited?
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's true. I am excited about that.
There's
Robot Rita kills Trini, and her daughter takes her power.
Oh no, not Robot Rita! Yeah. Oh no, they took it from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh no,
Mecha Rita.
Mecha Rita.
You know it's gonna look like Frieza.
It looks like shit. They already have pictures of it.
Oh, do they? Oh,
but I mean,
it's Power Rangers.
What villain has looked good in Power Rangers aside from Lord Zedd? The scariest shit you've ever seen targeted at children.
Dude, yeah, it's literally. Just muscle.
It's an inside out man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not what I'm looking for. Apparently there's a Mecha Rita something.
Yeah. So if we're gonna keep going on side tangents, I'll just keep it going.
Yeah.
Josh, you collect things as well, so you'll appreciate this one. I picked up the Last Ronin Raphael figure that they came out with.
Shit, that's Raphael?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just started reading that.
I never read it. It just like, I was like, I just.
But you spoiled it for him.
I'm assuming, I don't actually know that it's him. It doesn't say it on the box. It just looks like him.
Actually.
They all look the same. That's the point. You don't know who it is.
It's not Raphael. It's not. Now that
it's Michelangelo, it. Right?
You don't. Yeah, I have literally no idea who it is.
It's got to be Michelangelo.
It's Michelangelo. If I remember right, it's Michelangelo.
Yeah, I never actually read it, so I'm just like I literally don't know. but it just looks like the figure is kind of cool because it has like one of each of their weapons in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found this new toy shop that was a little bit far away and picked up the original Batman Beyond ship in the box.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm very happy with it. Was not cheap, but.
Is Batman Beyond on the wheel?
I don't think so, but it is on HBO Max.
Get it on there. Look, listen. I'm getting the Proud Family and Fast and Furious. Spy true. Racers gets a spot.
It's definitely yeah. Michelangelo.
Is it? Yeah, I'm getting
way.
My.
At
kid
least
to watch.
We found a way to spoil it.
Yeah, I'm getting my yeah. kid to watch.
Fast I mean, Beyond. You're the one that spoiled it, so
I was wrong.
No, I'm talking about Josh. Josh said.
Well,
no,
I guessed it.
You guessed I mean, it that's, right. That's you shouldn't have guessed it right.
I think yeah. my brother told me that already, if I'm not mistaken.
I have heard that it's a really good comic, like from start to finish, that it's like crazy good.
I think I watched someone like go through it on YouTube. I didn't actually read it. I don't like yeah. to read.
Listen, when I say I read something, that's what I mean. I watched a YouTube video where someone read it.
Oh, okay. I thought I was the only one that did that. Obviously not, because these are still going, so a no. bunch of people.
I mean, look, people read, and more power to them, but yeah, I don't just, want to.
I don't have don't time have for to. It.
No, I'm with like, you on that.
I think subs are kind of a trudge, so I really have to be into it to
yeah.
do a sub.
Depends on what exactly I'm watching.
I mean, I told Josh earlier I had to learn how to read to watch Tiger Mask W.
Because
I watched.
Look, I'll always watch the dub.
You did say you started it. Yeah,
I'm pretty far actually. I'm in like 30 episodes.
I had faults with it, like things I didn't like, but for the most part, it's good.
What didn't you like about it?
Oh, just that like some of like the hokier. You'll get to it. You'll get to it. You haven't gotten there yet.
I thought the whole show was hokey. If they get hokier, well, god dang.
Yeah, like some of the weird like
that's kind of why I like it though.
Yeah. No, I from like a wrestling standpoint, like I loved it. Like the fact that they used actual New Japan people in it. And I never watched the original, so like I don't know.
Oh, when did you're talking about Tiger Mask W, right?
Yeah, Tiger Mask W, yeah.
Who is in it?
Tiger Mask.
Naito. You mean like from New? Yeah, from Naito,
Okada.
What's the
Ryu Wasamatsu?
One of the guys.
Nagata.
Yeah, Nagata.
It's a bunch of people.
It's like yeah, it's a lot of the main people.
I'm everyone to see if I can... in the New Japan Pro Wrestling is like
a lot of the main guys. Like essentially every main guy from New Japan Pro Wrestling is in the show.
Is Minoru Suzuki in it?
Was he? I don't know.
I'm gonna look him up.
I don't think so.
Wait. One of the other guys. Actually, he might have been. Because there's one of the I can't remember. There's two guys that
Did
look
he beat
similar.
The shit out of Jushin Thunder Liger.
No, Jushin Thunder Liger wasn't in it.
That's because Minoru Suzuki retired him.
Yeah, hard. I feel like I think Suzuki was in it because he's only in one episode, but they do an episode where like they show this guy from New Japan, like big stocky build, shorts on, and a shaved head that looks mm-hmm. like Suzuki.
He's got the real fucked up head.
He's probably in the original, right? That's the older guy.
It's one episode in W, but like a lot of the older guys.
He is most definitely an older guy. They call him the murder grandpa.
Yeah. It's good though. If you like wrestling and anime, it combines two good things that are enjoyable to watch.
I'm probably not going to watch it, but you guys just keep good. Me posted.
Yeah, it's good.
You should watch it.
Back to Grimgar, I guess.
Yeah.
The
problem with Grimgar is I don't think there's a lot to say about it.
It's more questions than answers. Like, I guess they lose that one party member early on where we actually see a death of a character in an isekai, like a main character.
Oh,
their priest, their
priest leader.
Their priest leader who did a very bad job at everything. He was frontlining as a healer,
which they do tease though that healers do that a lot, like the ones that die because they when they bring up when they bring up
that they die when they do that.
That's why he's not a good healer.
The other guy mentions something about it, like, oh, Mayor used to always be in the front line, but like all the healers who die always act like that.
Oh yeah, that's right. They did do that. And then she got smart and she started conserving her MP because she didn't want to be like Monotone.
I think Mary was my favorite character up till the end.
I like
when she broke. When she turns around and
the Hunter girl and Ranta.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they're, again, it seemed weird. Okay, so like some of the class choices Ranta that they.
He was Matt.
Yeah.
If only his little brother had been there.
Some of the classes seemed kind of interesting. I got when they were choosing certain, like, oh, we picked this skill or we picked that skill. Why was the thief's first choice not a skill to make himself silent so he could get sneak attack?
Because he needed, he picked sneak attack, right?
No, that was like his third skill.
I thought that was his first one.
No, the first one he picked steal. was like
backstab.
No, it was like some weird. Yeah, but it wasn't like sneak attack though. When he takes actually sneak, he says, "Now my footsteps are silent, so I can get like extra oomph on my attacks if I sneak up on them," which kind of seems like should be the default.
Well, the question is like, why did he pick a different skill first? It's not the right question. The question is, why didn't his teacher tell him to pick that first? Because like, these guys are shit. They're
Have
a horrible
you seen
party.
His teacher, she's a teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe and she doesn't care.
And I was trying to figure out for the longest who the eye catch was for the commercial. And I was that's the teacher.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, all their teachers, it just seems weird. Like, it's like they.
Him, right? Her. I thought. Oh, and the guy, the priest
the
guy.
Priest guy the priest guy. Yeah. Priest guy too, yeah. But, like, when they reference their teachers, like, they go to this school to learn how to be a class, and they literally leave knowing nothing. Like, the mages get, like, a spell, and the priests, I guess, maybe get something. But, like, everyone else knows zero skills. Like, they graduate as a thief and a warrior knowing zero skills.
I think they all knew one thing. Like an MMO, right? Like, you pay...
No, they didn't learn any skills until after they first kill that one goblin. They get, like...
they were poor.
10 silver or whatever. Yeah. Well, no, I get that. I'm saying, like, my point was that, like, they graduate... Oh. They go to all this training to graduate as a class and gain zero skills from it.
I think they just, dude, have you ever been in life?
That's how shit is. Everything's just there to steal your money.
Fair point.
I think they just picked their class.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, they said it was Monotone that told them what to pick.
Yeah, Monotone.
They said they got together.
Monotone's a good name because the whole point was learning is monetized.
Yeah.
You gotta get that coin. You gotta get your bread up.
Yeah.
Or else you ain't surviving.
Yeah, literally everything in that show ran on how much money you could earn to pay for.
That's why people hated it. It was too real.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, yeah, that is a good point. Which is some of the comments in Crunchyrolls. People that don't like it because they said it's for an isekai, it's too real.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe that goes more into our unified theory that it's not an isekai.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Josh's purgatory theme.
That would make sense, like that it's some sort of like test to be like, if you can prove yourself worthy, you can go to like that version of heaven or whatever.
I think it's just the fuck one.
I think so too.
It could also be that because
like Angel Beats or whatever when they went to that school. After they died, I don't remember.
Oh yeah, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yes, in the background,
they do some interesting
things. Okay, you heard that? He was like, "Yes, that is it." Okay, so I was right. It was Angel Beats.
Yeah,
and there was another one recently. I think it was Sunny Boy did that too.
Yeah, I mean it's interesting.
You would say Sunny Boy because I started watching Ranma after I finished this, and that's what Shampoo's grandpa calls Ranma.
Sunny Boy.
Yeah.
Mm. Speaking of isekais, I did hear that Jawless Reincarnation is going to get a season 2 at some point this year.
Yes, I'm excited for that.
Okay, we're all excited.
But it's a time skip, so yeah, I'm not that, excited
it
for
is
that.
A time skip, but that one I am excited. I'm at least excited to watch it because I did enjoy season one a lot.
We, so that means we get to revisit it for free whenever we want.
Pretty much. Okay.
What do you mean? You can go watch it whenever you want.
So oh, no, I meant for the show.
He's saying, like, just pick it for the show because we all really want to watch it.
Well, we all already did that. We already reviewed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But season two, whenever it's done.
Yeah.
We can get that fun thing going on. I don't know. Grimgar, it just, like I said, like we said, it's more questions than answers. I at least liked in terms of an isekai that, other than them making random references to, like, where's my cell phone or, like,
yeah,
this isn't a video game, they don't really ever bring up. They just kind of like, we came from somewhere else, we don't know, whatever. And they just have moved on.
Yeah, they got real good.
Kind of like Batum.
I mean, yeah, a little bit.
I mean, would you?
Maybe they all got shocked with a stun gun in the fucking head on the way over.
Hey, Batum like, was a great
like,
show.
Yeah.
Batum was great.
It was good. Batum was great. Were you going to say, Sai, that would you have just, would you have just given up? Would you have just accepted that?
Would you have just accepted?
Like, yeah, if I showed up, a student got to live with women. Yeah, if I woke up in a tower and someone was just like, "You live here now. Go kill things," I'd be like, "What? Like, where did I come from? Who knows?"
Oh, and you have to buy this badge.
Yeah, you got to buy. Yeah,
to be a novice.
Yeah, we give you. It was even worse. Yeah, it was like by default you're a
novice.
Novice in training, but to even be a novice in training, we're going to give you 10 silver to start, so you have something. But this novice in training badge is 8 silver. Like immediately when they first arrive, they had to pay for
lodging too.
Yeah, and then it was 20 silver to get the no longer a trainee badge. So within like seconds of arriving, they're like, here's 10 silver. Don't starve to death. By the way, I'm going to need 8 of that silver back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all alive. We know this experience.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I think that's why I like it, because the world's just like,
everybody seems to forget leaving the house costs $20.
it is very real in that respect of everything.
I'm surprised they lasted that long, to be honest with you, because they last a long time without killing a goblin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess if they had saved everything, and there was like how many of them? There's 6 of them, 7.
Ranta, the 2 girls, Moguzo. There's 5.
Okay, so they would have. They'd have 10 silver after buying their trainee badges. They would have had 10 silver left over.
They each have to buy one though, right?
Yeah, but like they got 10 silver to begin with, and to buy the trainee badge was 8 silver. Each of them, and they said they pooled their money together in the beginning, so like they would have had 10 silver for only food. So they said they were starting to starve at the end, and they didn't see
any animals, right? Like the only animals we saw were those weird little pig caterpillars, right?
Well, that's because the kobolds have all the animals.
Yeah, we never see where any of the actual meat is coming from.
I'm talking about like deer or something.
Yeah,
like, well, I was gonna say they could have.
Well, yeah, because there's definitely scenes where they're it's also curious that it seems like a smaller city, but there's definitely scenes where they're eating like chicken or beef or something, but you never see an animal.
It's kobold. They're eating goblin.
I mean that would make sense. That like
gotta eat the goblin. Mark, you probably want to complain about kobolds for quite a while.
I do. Yeah. We did talk about this.
Aren't kobolds always lizards?
Yeah,
kobold. Okay, so you had your chance to disprove this.
I'm not talking about in D&D. I'm talking about from whatever kobolds come from.
Yes, the actual, like, other than D&D, like, the actual, like, created lore for kobolds is their descendant from dragons.
I didn't see that one.
I believe him. Why would he lie?
I believe him. But yeah, I mean, I also
D&D just adapted it and like modified it to whatever like their history for them is. But yeah, kobolds are like kind of like reject descendants in a way.
I'm also seeing the word dwarf thrown around here.
There's also like cursed things and like, yeah, but essentially like all kobolds, like as tough as they can possibly get, the tallest they ever are supposed to be is like, they're short creatures with horns and
not
that's
wolf.
It. They're not like, yeah, they're not like giant 12-foot monsters with spots. And yeah.
So had they been lizards and there was just one giant one named Spot, I would have been like, whatever, that's fine. Yeah, what? Why? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get why call them something else. Like, if you're going with a different race because you're in a fantasy world, then make up a name and call them that. But to call them an actual race of something that, like, exists in mythology doesn't really make sense when they look nothing like what they actually look like.
I mean, I don't mind it. I really don't. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's a weird minor.
You understand? Right.
Like, just call them something. If we really think about it, they came from our world.
Yeah, that's
true.
They
have these memories that they don't remember. So
yeah,
maybe the first person was just like, "Hey, kobold."
It's maybe kobold now. Maybe the animators were like, "Hey, look, I drew the kobolds like dogs. Fuck these guys."
Maybe so. And if they did, I'm like, hey. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll let it slide.
Let it slide because they look like Garurumon and they look pretty cool.
They don't really look like Garurumon. You just
they don't look like we're Garurumon without the clothes. Not really. Without the clothes?
Without the clothes? What do you mean?
If you take Garurumon's clothes off, wouldn't he look similar to the kobolds?
Like his pants? Where no, Garurumon like doesn't wear a shirt.
He has the arm pads.
He has the wrist. Patch thing.
Yeah, all that. Take all that off.
One of us reads the light novels, we'll never know what happens after.
Oh, I know Moguzo dies.
Moguzo dies of exhaustion. Kills him.
Yeah.
Wait, which one was what?
The
Moguzo was the big guy who yelled, "Thank you."
Thank you.
Oh, he dies in the light novels?
Of exhaustion.
Yeah.
Like from fighting?
We don't know.
From
exhaustion. Exhausted.
All right.
Giving birth.
He took too long. He took a long walk and died.
So then they're out of there.
They're like, "You got to lose weight, man." He's like, "All right, I'm going to jog up this hill."
And then he died.
Okay. So that, and then they just replace him in the next novel, I guess, with a different.
Yeah, they did replace him with someone else.
It's kind of seems like what it is. Like one of their friends dies. They're like, "All right, let's cry tonight, and we'll hire someone new tomorrow."
Well, I mean, hey, you got to be pragmatic.
Yeah, you got to live.
You got to be proactive.
And I suppose
you got to make money.
And I suppose their group
have
at this
so many
point,
friends.
Yeah, and I suppose their group at this point is like well known enough for actually being successful that like a fighter that wants a new group would. They were like the first group to kill like that giant beast.
Oh
like,
yeah,
a giant beast. Even that other guy hadn't killed like a giant beast yet.
Which is why was his name plural?
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if I ever read the light novels, I'll let you guys know what happens.
I mean, I'm thinking about it. But
if you
I'm
find them, tell me where you found them at.
I won't.
I'm not trying to insult the show, but like if in a year you're like, "Guess what happened in Grimgar?" I'm going to say, "What the fuck is Grimgar?"
Yeah. Fair.
Probably.
I didn't dislike this by any means, but it's another thing where I'm just not even going to remember we watched it.
Yeah,
I actually started watching this before, and I made it about halfway.
We watched. And I remembered it. We watch a lot of anime. I think we could all agree on that.
Yeah,
I'm probably watch more than most, but like
I would. Yeah, that's probably true.
There's probably a lot that just is falling in between the cracks.
I'm gonna say this, but I'm not on the limb and say I will remember this more than I will remember your line, April.
What is your line?
Yeah, that. Yeah, exactly. That's just a fact. I mean, out of everything that we've watched, one of the ones I remember the most is VV.
Yes, I was about to say that.
Yeah, it's definitely like
I didn't watch that one.
In my top one of the ones I remember the most.
Have you watched it at all?
Phenomenal.
No.
You should check it out.
I've been wanting to.
Unnecessarily good.
No, I know.
It was like, I read the description.
First Angel.
Yeah.
So much.
With the plot summary.
Yes. It's so
better
much,
than what the plot summary of First Angel is.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I remember like when we landed on it and we read the description, I was like, yeah, this probably be like, okay, maybe like a average anime. And it was like, holy shit, this is
okay. Good. This is for Josh only. Is it better than Inazuma 11?
No.
Okay.
Inazuma 11 is some top tier shit. And I took a little break from it. I watched the first two seasons just straight. And I plan on getting into season three and then starting Go.
Yeah,
I gotta get back into it. I watched the first half of season one and then I kind of fell off.
So, man, I'm surprised you could only watch the first half because
it's so fun.
It's fucking fun to watch. It was like literally when we were about to like review like Attack on Titan or something, I was like, I started it and then I was like, oh god, I gotta watch so much Attack on Titan, and I just haven't gone back to it since.
I wouldn't have been mad at. I don't think we would have been mad at you if you just watched
it. Yeah, if I just came in, I was like, guys, I watched one season of Attack on Titan, and then I watched three seasons of Inazuma 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
got man, I want that game, man.
The new one? The new one?
The new one, it's not out yet.
Yeah.
I know. So yeah, I'm so upset. Oh man. I do need to work. Oh man, and my brain had gotten off of Inazuma 11.
Yeah. Do we want to do ratings? Or?
I mean, we can.
Unless you have a wrap up. What was your favorite quote from the show?
Something about flat chest.
Yeah, let's go with flat chest.
I liked when the guy was like, we need more money. I was like, yeah, relatable. Yeah.
That's a fact. Josh, I feel like you'll probably give it the lowest out of us. So why don't you start? You don't think?
You're going to give it the lowest.
Me?
Yeah.
You're hard sometimes, Mark. You didn't give Inazuma 11 an A.
I didn't because I wasn't there that week.
Exactly.
That'll hurt it. Grimgar, yeah, like I said, I didn't dislike it, but it's one of those things gonna fall in between the cracks for me. I give it a C. Straight up C. Sigh.
I give it a B plus. Like, I liked it. It did what it needed to do. It was interesting. I mean,
I appreciate that it didn't try to drag on.
Yeah, and it was boring, but I mean, so is life. If you're trying to tell a realistic story,
I fucking hate that comment so much, and it's true.
I mean, if you're trying to make a realistic story, it did a really good job of doing what it wanted to do, and I mean, I can't really fault it for that. And we were asking for fights, and there were sporadic fights in this.
There were sporadic fights, but I'm with you. I'm still waiting for those fighting boys.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sai. B plus.
Oh wow, Josh did have the lowest one.
I did have the lowest grade.
I thought Josh was going to surprisingly.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it.
Like the way I always shit on stuff for an hour, and then I'm like,
turns out it was actually pretty good.
I will watch the new season out of high school.
I actually thought that was me. I thought I was the one that would shit on things and then give it a higher rating.
I thought it was good. Like you said, it did what it wanted to do. It was short. It didn't drag things on. It was I was easily able to binge watch it in like 2-3 days and not be like, oh god, another episode. I was like, okay, cool, another episode, and like was able to move along at a good pace and not be like bored by it.
Yeah, I definitely watched like 2 or 3 episodes at a time.
Which for me is like, that's like if it's a shorter anime, like, and I mean like less than, you know, 30 or so, and I'm easily able to watch like 2 to 4 at a time, usually that's a good indication that like this is pretty good.
And if I were a person that liked light novels, like I said, I would go read it. But I just
if I when I went to Barnes and Noble, like, because I was like also going for other mangas, but like I was like, I'm also going to look to see if they have it, and they just had issue one of the manga. If they had like a couple volumes of light novel, I probably would have picked up the first few.
Right, and we all know what a light novel is, but some people who listen don't. So go ahead and explain that.
A light novel is basically like a mixture of a novel and a manga.
Yeah, it's just words like a book would be, but it reads like a manga in terms of the dialogue.
They also have pictures too. They have
sporadic pictures. It's like a weird crossover between manga and an actual like book.
Like those pigeon books.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what you're speaking of.
Don't let them drive the bus, Josh. It's a no go.
I don't even know what a pigeon is.
I'm assuming we're talking about the same thing.
Yeah, I think me and you are. I think I've never heard the phrase, I don't know what a pigeon is.
I've never seen one in real life.
You've never seen a pigeon?
Pigeon? No. Like, being serious, you've never seen an actual pigeon. I've never
seen an actual pigeon. I live in Louisiana, sir. I don't think pigeons
have live in Louisiana. Pigeons in Louisiana?
I don't think so.
Aren't they by, like, every body of water?
Oh, they are pigeons that live in Louisiana.
It's like they're literally just like the rats of the bird community.
It kind of caught me off guard. It's like,
I've never seen any of these. It took the first time in my life I've ever heard a hill. Yeah. It took 20 years for me to see a hill.
You know, I will say you made a new one for me. That's the first time in my life I've ever heard someone say, I've never seen a pigeon.
Not in real life.
Right, so I'm saying, like, I've never heard that.
But I think I've seen one. They just didn't look like they did on TV. Like,
you know, maybe they're just a regional thing, like steamed hams.
No, they have them.
Yeah,
but I think ours just looks different. The ones that I've seen, I guess.
I'm gonna bring up the all important wheel.
Yeah, let's bring up the wheel.
Okay,
what did I want you to add?
So,
add Tiger Mask, add Ninjin Fusion.
What?
Wait, what?
What is Ninjin? How do you spell that?
N-I-N-G-E-N space F-U-S-H-I-N.
I have been watching way too many anime my entire life because I actually spelled that right before you.
Ninjin I don't have any to add myself right now.
You could also add Sunny Boy.
Sure.
Just because I feel like Josh will either love it or hate it.
That's fine.
What is it? It's called Sunny Boy.
Yep. S-O-N-N-Y-B-O-Y.
Yeah. Okay, so we are up to 112.
We're trying to break it. I don't want to break the wheel.
Again, that was the goal. The goal is to get it to the point that I've seen before where once it fills up enough, where you literally can't make out any word at all. Like, I know you guys said you really can't, but, like, I can still kind of, like, read the words.
I can see that there are words.
Yeah, once it fills up enough, it'll just be such a crazy wheel that when I click spin, you'll see it just glitch until it just decides to pop up an answer. Because it can't get through how many entries.
It's just a number generator.
Yeah, so eventually we can crash it. It's going to take a while. Like, it's a couple hundred, but we will eventually crash it. Let's see what we get. Or die. Right. Yeah, we could die before that point.
Let's go Yu Yu Hakusho pop up again.
One more time.
And it's...
Is it what I already...
Overlord!
Another isekai. Another isekai.
Josh, well, have you watched Overlord?
I watched the first season.
This works for me because I just finished season 4 last week. So I'm already good to go. I'm good to go on that.
I never watched the last season. I started and it kind of fell through the cracks. So.
It's one of those ones. Like, I literally just binge watched it in the last, like, this, like, in the last month.
Was it dubbed? Because I think that's why.
Season four. Yeah, season four is dubbed now.
So yeah, I'll be.
It's good. Season four is really good.
Better than when they randomly added Lizardmen for the first half of a season without telling you anything?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, it season 4 I will argue is, like, I think better than 3.
Wow. And season 3 I assume you think is good.
It's pretty good. I liked Overlord overall.
Overlord
was awesome. So that works for me. I'm good with Overlord.
There's definitely fighting in it.
There is a lot of fighting. There is a lot of. There's some pretty good stuff in it.
I want to see a skeleton wearing rings. Is there any of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I mean, man. You know, in like a episode.
No, there's a few. He's balling.
Oh, yeah, I know for real. It's in terms of like if we're comparing it to this isekai Grimgar, in terms of like them not having any power, it's vastly different. It's the exact opposite.
No, this is run of the mill standard slime reincarnated type
level. I'd say it's even more than that.
No, I think slime has it beat.
In terms of being reincarnation? Just pure isekai?
Oh, no, I meant like just being overpowered.
Really? You think it has it beat? I mean, I've never seen it, so
slime reincarnated? Yeah.
I've never seen it, so I'll have to take your word for it.
Because at least there's a reason he's overpowered.
Well, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because he hacked the mainframe.
No, because he was just really good at the game.
He's played it a long time.
Yeah.
And
he had a max level character, and then he got sucked into the world.
Well, good. That's where he wants to be.
And I think he's the only one there so far.
Hey, Mark, what are we doing next week?
Next week we're doing this crazy thing called a quiz.
It's gonna be we're trying trivia. We think it'll be really popular.
Everyone loves it. We're gonna get all the answers right. Every answer right. And then
what are we doing the week after that?
That'd be the review of Overlord.
And then what are we doing the week after that?
That is, I don't know.
A special surprise.
Special surprise. How much of Overlord are we trying to watch? I mean, I'll rewatch it, but
how
much just for a season or
how many seasons are there?
Well, Josh already watched the first season.
Four. There's four.
What do we got? 27. Yeah, we'll watch it all.
All right, all of Overlord.
50 some on. That's not too bad. We can do that.
It's not too bad. No, it's enjoyable. All right, so yeah, next week quiz. We're going to crush it, all the answers right. And week after that, review of all of Overlord.
The quiz is going to be exciting because Sugio Summit is going to be there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to get everything wrong.
Let's hope.
He's not the brightest bulb in this shit.
That's rough. All right, take us out, Ash. Ooh. Ooh. Or God damn it! Why do I? I keep calling you Ash because you brought up Ash earlier.
Yeah.
Well, this has been Simping for Senpai. Oh no, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
Other one.
You're
getting close.
You're on too many podcasts, man.
Our gap.
This is our gap. God, I wish.
No.
The only podcast I listen to.
You take the. The cocaine, sprinkle it back on the box, because it's been Dad's Anime Stash. Right. I said ass.